Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Al-Aqsa Mosque is being stormed and calls for its demolition are being made before the eyes and ears of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Translated. Yesterday, Thursday, the 14th of May 2026, Itamar bin Gavir stormed Al-Aqsa Mosque and danced in its courtyards accompanied by a number of rabbis, chanting the slogan of his army on the day it occupied Jerusalem and Al-Aqsa Mosque in 1967. Quote, "The Temple Mount is ours," end quote. He said, quote, "Today, more than ever, Al-Aqsa Mosque is in our hands," end quote. Al Jazeera. Ben-Gavir's incursion was accompanied by flag marches and raids led by ministers and members of the Knesset from the usurping Jewish entity, completing the scene of Judaization of Al-Aqsa Mosque and its blessed city with the statement of Benjamin Netanyahu, quote, "I say to the whole world that Jerusalem will remain our historical and eternal capital and united under Israeli sovereignty," end quote. Al Jazeera. Alongside this full assault on Al-Aqsa Mosque by the entity, which entrenches the process of desecrating it, and even the calls for its demolition and threats to its very existence, Mahmoud Abbas delivered his speech before the 8th conference of the Fatah movement and mockingly said, quote, "We want the treacherous Oslo agreement and we want to preserve it. It is treacherous, but we want to preserve it," end quote. He mocks treachery while he is its father and mother. May Allah disgrace him. Then he did not even mention the incursions against Al-Aqsa Mosque with a single word. Nor does the statement issued by the Jerusalem Affairs Department of the Palestine Liberation Organization absolve him from betraying Al-Aqsa Mosque, where it considered that calls for demolishing Al-Aqsa Mosque, quote, "represent an unprecedented escalation," end quote. Wafa. It is also a statement that neither nourishes nor avails against hunger. Nothing more can be expected from an organization whose president considers treachery a subject for joking and mockery. May Allah disgrace them. As for the Jordanian regime, the so-called custodian, it did not go beyond condemnation and considering Ben-Gavir's incursions, quote, "a flagrant breach of international law, an unacceptable provocation, and a serious violation of the historical and legal status quo," end quote. Wafa. As though international law was not the very thing that empowered the Jews in Palestine, and as though the storming of Al-Aqsa Mosque is an unacceptable provocation, while occupying it, squandering it, dispossessing the people of the blessed land, killing and displacing them, are provocations within acceptable limits. Or as though the historical and legal status is what can be relied upon to save Palestine from the Jews. The statement from the Arab League was no less terrible. Rather, they made matters worse when they, quote, "called for international protection for the Palestinian people and urged the international community to compel Israel to end its illegal occupation of Palestinian land, including East Jerusalem," end quote. Wafa. As though the League has no relation to the Palestinian people and instead refers to their so-called guardians, quote, "the international community," end quote. And it speaks for the legal situation in a matter overflowing with treachery, acknowledging a law that handed most of Palestine to the Jews. Even worse, their statement coincides with the anniversary of the Nakba in which Palestine was occupied, which they commemorate while at the same time recognizing the Jews' right to what they usurped during the Nakba. The positions of the authority, the custodianship holders, the Arab League, and the regimes ruling our lands reveal nothing new to the Islamic Ummah. They are the very ones who all sold Palestine and the place of Al-Masra of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for nothing to the accursed occupiers. Their positions go no further than appealing to the international community, for they do not regard Al-Aqsa Mosque nor the land of Palestine as their own cause. But these positions remind the Ummah that Palestine, whose occupation has continued for nearly 8 decades, still awaits a serious movement from the Ummah to rescue Jerusalem. Today, the Ummah sees with its own eyes that Al-Aqsa Mosque is being stormed and hears with its own ears, calls for its demolition and the construction of an alleged temple of the occupiers in its place. Those people would never have dared to do this, nor would they have had any stability in Palestine had they seen a serious movement from the Ummah and its soldiers. A serious movement of the Ummah is not achieved by merely calling upon the people of Palestine to remain patient while they possess neither power nor ability. They are killed, their wealth plundered, their land seized, their trees cut down, and their livestock driven away before their eyes while they cannot defend themselves. Rather, serious movement can only be achieved by the support of those who possess power for those who do not, and by the support of those capable of giving victory to those seeking help. The serious movement of the Ummah today is no longer in calling upon rulers to move and mobilize the armies, for these rulers have insisted on placing themselves in the position of defending the entity and its existence, moving beyond mere betrayal into conspiracy. Rather, serious movements requires crushing the regimes completely, reclaiming the armies of the Ummah from their grip, and liberating those armies from their chains so they move toward Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Blessed Land. Al-Aqsa Mosque, its surroundings, and its people call upon an Ummah capable of producing its labor, 1,000 Salah al-Din, 1,000 Quds, and countless Mujahideen and more, men who liberate Palestine and become leaders of the world. So how can an Ummah, whose roar can bring down states if it roars, hesitate to support its first Qibla, liberate the place of Al-Masra, of its messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and rescue its people in Palestine? How can it hesitate to save them from an enemy that is among the most cowardly of people by nature, weakest in war, and most eager for life, unable to stand before an ummah in battle, especially when it is the ummah of jihad and martyrdom?
يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
O you who have believed, shall I guide you to a transaction that will save you from a painful punishment? It is that you believe in Allah and His Messenger and strive in the cause of Allah with your wealth and your lives. That is best for you if you should know. Surah As-Saff, Ayah 10 to 11. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.